Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Vice President.
Distinguished members of the United States Congress.
Members of the Supreme Court.
Distinguished guests.
My fellow Americans. I can report to you.
The State of the Union is stronger than ever before.
Think for a minute how far we have come in 200 years.
We find ourselves challenged by new problems.
In this country.
At home.
And abroad.
Our values are renewed.
There is demanded of us.
Vigilance.
Determination.
And dedication.
We must rise
to make
a nation better than any we have
ever known.
For the road
has been
long,
the burden
heavy, and the pace
urgent.
This is not going to be easy.
We have
only begun.
Let us have
the will
and the patience
to do
this job together.
We need many different kinds of strength.
Military,
economic,
political, and moral.
Nothing is impossible.
No victory
is beyond our reach. No glory will ever be too great.
We are
Americans,
part of
something
larger than ourselves.
God bless
you and
God
bless
the United States
of America.
Thank you. God bless you.
Just like presidents before him, many of those themes were discussed last night when U.S. President Joe Biden gave his annual State of the Union address to Congress. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10 reporting from Phoenix, Arizona for you all week long. The U.S. Constitution does not require a president to give this speech. In fact, Article 2, Section 3 only says, quote, he shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. So, the fact that this speech happens every year, that it's done in person, that it's televised, and the fact that it's followed up by a response from the opposing political party, well, those are all traditions associated with the State of the Union, not requirements by the Constitution itself. Still, the event is an opportunity for the U.S. President to tout what he sees as successes by his administration, and it's an opportunity for the opposing party to lay out a different vision for the country. This was President Biden's second official State of the Union address, but it was his first given to a divided Congress after Republicans took control of the House of Representatives following last year's midterm elections. Have a listen to some of the highlights of what the president had to say.
Folks, the story of America is a story of progress and resilience, of always moving forward, of never, ever giving up. It's a story unique among all nations. We're the only country that has emerged from every crisis we've ever entered stronger than we got into it. Look, folks, that's what we're doing again. 2 years ago, the economy was reeling. I stand here tonight after we've created, with the help of many people in this room, 12 million new jobs, more jobs created in 2 years than any president's created in 4 years because of you all, because of the American people. 2 years ago, COVID had shut down, our businesses were closed, our schools were robbed of so much, and today, COVID no longer controls our lives. And 2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threat to the Civil War. And today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken. As we gather here tonight, we're writing the next chapter in the great American story, a story of progress and resilience. When world leaders ask me to define America, and they do, believe it or not, I say I can define it in one word, and I mean this, possibilities. We don't think anything is beyond our capacity. Everything is a possibility. You know, we're often told that Democrats and Republicans can't work together. But over the past 2 years, we've proved the cynics and naysayers wrong. Yes, we disagreed plenty. And yes, there were times when Democrats went alone. But time and again, Democrats and Republicans came together to defend a stronger and safer Europe. It came together to pass once in a generation infrastructure law, building bridges connecting our nation and our people. And in fact, I signed over 300 bipartisan pieces of legislation since becoming president, from reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act, the Electoral Count Reform Act, the Respect for Marriage Act that protects the right to marry the person you love. And to my Republican friends, if we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well. I think people, folks. So let's look at the results. We're not finished yet by any stretch of the imagination, but unemployment rate is at 3.4%, a 50-year low. A near record unemployment. Near record unemployment for black and Hispanic workers. We've already created, your help, 800,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs, the fastest growth in 40 years. So I've come to fulfill my constitutional obligation to report in the State of the Union. And here's my report. Because the soul of this nation is strong, because the backbone of this nation is strong, because the people of this nation are strong, the State of the Union is strong.
Now, as for the tradition of the opposing political party's response to the State of the Union address, it started in the 1960s, and it's a speech given by Republicans when there's a Democratic president and by Democrats when there's a Republican president. Last night, the rebuttal came from Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas. Sanders became Arkansas's first female governor after she was elected in November.
From out-of-control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis and threat from China, Biden and the Democrats have failed you. They know it, and you know it. And it's time for a change. Tonight, let us reaffirm our commitment to a timeless American idea that government exists not to rule the people, but to serve the people. Democrats want to rule us with more government control, but that's not who we are. America is the greatest country the world has ever known, because we're the freest country the world has ever known, with a people who are strong and resilient. President Biden inherited the fastest economic recovery on record, the most secure border in history, cheap, abundant, homegrown energy, fast rising wages, a rebuilt military, and a world that was stable and at peace. But over the last 2 years, Democrats destroyed it all. A new generation of Republican leaders are stepping up, not to be caretakers of the status quo, but to be change makers for the American people. We know not what the future holds, but we know who holds the future in his hands. And with God as our witness, we will show the world that America is still the place where freedom reigns and liberty will never die. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
10-second trivia. Which of these painters was known for his drip technique, splashing paint onto a surface? Salvador Dali, Jackson Pollock, Claude Monet, or Pablo Picasso? Modern American painter Jackson Pollock became famous for his "look out, I'm about to splatter some paint" technique in the mid-1950s. In today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, an accidental art installation on a highway in Australia. Take a look at this. A cargo truck on the highway lost control and spilled more than 260 gallons of paint. That's enough paint for hundreds of canvases. And aren't the results just so perfectly imperfect? It turned the coastal area into a scene that would certainly catch the attention of Jackson Pollock. Hang this one in the Louvre, people. All right, I want to give a special shout out to Hyatt's Middle School in Powell, Ohio for the work of art you created in the comment section of our CNN 10 YouTube channel and my @CoyWire social accounts. Thanks for the love, and go Eagles. All right, my perfectly imperfect people out there, remember, of the nearly 8 billion people on this planet, there is no one in the world like you. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.